All right, good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the regular meeting of the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen on Thursday, October 10th, 2024 at 7:06. Can we please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Newberg.
Here.
Stefanici.
Present.
Mr. Domsky.
Here.
Ms. Berrios Perez. Mr. Kurtica.
Present.
Mr. Sill.
Yes.
Mr. Chevarella. Ms. Balzoni Smith.
Here.
And Mr. Hyder. Okay, the record should reflect there are six members present. You have a quorum, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, sir. On number four, additions, deletions, corrections on adoption of the agenda. I do have two corrections. On 6.3.1, it should read regular member Paul M. Denise Jr. And then 6.3.1, alternate member, it should read Joseph E. Soika.
What's the correction?
They were, their names weren't on the...
Yeah, how come?
Excuse me?
The clerk left them off. Because they weren't. The answer, that's all.
No, I mean, you're supposed to know the names before we come to a meeting. We always have all these years, but all of a sudden we don't know until we get here. I'm not against either one, but it's just protocol.
I apologize.
Not you.
Any other, Madam President?
I have none.
Okay. Number five, public portion. Anybody from the public would like to speak? I'm sorry. Motion for the corrections?
So moved.
Made by Sarah. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Amy. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number five, public portion. Anybody from the public would like to speak? Will you step up?
Frederick Nagrowski, 216 Derby. Oh, yeah, done.
It's on. Oh, now it's off. All right, you're good.
Computer science 101. It works better if it's turned on. But anyway, Frederick Pikrowski, 216 Derby Ave, obviously Derby, Connecticut. Had another accident on the street. It's quite common. And right around my house, Derby Ave has a little bit of a bend in it. And except for one street light when you're traveling south, all of them are on the right-hand side. But if you kind of look and stand in the right place, it looks like some could be on the other side. And this drunk driver, apparently, or from what I saw, I don't know what was going through her head, kind of stayed straight while the street bent. And she managed to put one car that was out on the street into a driveway of, I believe, 206 or 210 Derby Avenue. Fortunately, that car struck another car parked in the front yard rather than the house. And another car was struck. All her airbags went off and everything else. And she tried to restart her car to get away. Fortunately, the car was messed up enough so it wouldn't restart. But the starter tried to start and everything else. I think she wouldn't have gotten too far because she lost her oil and lost her coolant. But this is becoming all too typical of Derby Avenue, where we have a lot of accidents in the place not too far from my house. A while back, someone was hit and run, and poor pedestrian, I could hear him screaming from my den in pain and agony. Had another couple accidents where rear wheels got torn off, and this one guy, Randy, my neighbor, he's lost like two or three cars in very little time in that section of the avenue. We need speed bumps, speed humps. They got them in New Haven. They got them elsewhere. Don't lock the box. You know, those big X boxes, they got them in New Haven. They have them elsewhere. We need something like that, at least in front of the fire station, because God help us if there's a fire in East Derby and Pagasa has to take a left to get out. The traffic is horrendous there at certain times. And someone might say, well, it's only delaying them 2 minutes. But having watched the 204, 206 Derby Avenue go up in flames nearly 10 years ago, Now, I've been told that fire can double in size every 5 minutes. So 2 minutes could make mean the difference between life and death, or a good life or a poor life for some poor fire victim. But anyway, I've spoken to this about to previous administrations, and they said, well, it's a state road. Well, I don't care, state road, city road, I'm paying taxes, and let's talk to our state reps. I mean, you know, I know it took almost 50 years to get as far as we have with Main Street here in Derby, and it's starting to look good. But Derby Avenue, you know, we've got to do something. Slow the people down. I'll be happy to just have people go down the street at 45 miles an hour rather than, you know, sometimes at night, 50, 60, 70, 80. I even saw one car, and the pictures came out horrible, went down the street so fast that I could feel my house move a little bit. And I found the car up Derby Avenue, upside down, in someone's driveway, and the driveway was like cut into a hill. God, it's almost like God took that car and just put it like a toy upside down. But this is happening too much on Derby Avenue. We need to get some speed humps. We need to get the lock, you know, some don't lock the boxes, because common courtesy isn't that common anymore. People block Academy Hill Road, and then the people trying to take a left onto Academy Hill get stuck and just tie up, and the tie up goes down to Division Street quite frequently. The stop sign on Bank Street and Derby Ave was removed because people like to blow through the red left light, or take, you know, or, you know, they go through the orange light, quote unquote, rather than slow down or stop for a yellow light. And that was backing into the intersection. So what was the answer? Remove the stop sign. Some years ago, Claudia Woodford was killed, and that's why that stop sign was put up by Governor Rell, I believe. But anyway, we've had a lot of problems with Derby Avenue, and, you know, the state bats it back to the city. The city backs it back to the state. And bottom line is, it's my home. I pay taxes. Everyone else there pays taxes, or the landlords pay taxes. We need to get something done. One of the jokes I've heard on the internet is they got plenty of asphalt for speed humps, but they don't have them for potholes. Also, talking about conditions of the street, Elizabeth Street, or Atwater, actually, got some nice lines painted. My wife's car can see them. And that along the area where there was a new asphalt put down, and then towards the intersection of Atwater and Division. But in between, for a couple thousand feet, the same old crappy paint. You know, we had the equipment out there. Yes, it does cost money to paint, but it costs money. It costs a lot of money to get the equipment out there and everything else. So why couldn't we have gotten all of that water painted rather than just the few portions that had new asphalt put on? Once again, my wife's got a 2018 Subaru. It's got all sorts of fancy equipment on it, but it doesn't work if the streets aren't painted, and I pay extra taxes because it's got all sorts of toys on it. I would like to compliment you on 204-206 Derby Avenue, the blight cleanup on that property. It was long overdue, and once again, it's becoming blighted. Also, if we have a lot of snow this year, I might not run my snowblower over that section of sidewalk because parts of it are collapsing, and sometimes I've had actual trash come off the lot or whatever else, and one time it really messed up my snowblower. So, you know, let's get that sidewalk repaired. Let's get, you know, let's do something with 204-206 Derby Ave, even if it's just like some type of, I don't know, just something so it doesn't overgrow onto the sidewalk like it does, you know, practically every summer. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Anyone else in the public like to speak? Anyone else in the public like to speak? Third and final time. Anybody else in the public like to speak? Hearing none, public portion is now closed. 6.1, approval of minutes. There's none for this meeting. 6.2, refund of taxes. Move to approve tax refunds in the amount of $769.06, dated October 9th, 2024. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Sarah.
Made by Sarah. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ron. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. 6.3, appointments to boards and commissions. 6.3.1, Planning and Zoning Commission. Move to approve the appointment of the following. Regular member, Paul M. Denise Jr., and alternate member, Joseph E. Soika. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by Ron. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by George. Any discussion? All in favor?
Opposed? Aye.
Motion carries. 6.4, Mayor's Update. I have a couple of things. We just met 2 weeks ago, but we do have a couple of things that went down. Cedar Village Housing Development on Minerva Street is open. The ribbon cutting ceremony took place last week, and building is almost half filled with new tenants. So that's good news. The water tank opening, the Regional Water Authority held a dedication ceremony today for the water tank at the entrance of Derby High School, which I attended. New library director appointed. We are happy to inform you that the Derby Public Library has a new director, Marianne Smirtuk of Shelton, started her duties on October 4th, 2024. We wish her the best in her new position. Very nice young lady. I think she's going to do a great job. The members of the workers at the library are very happy and that they have somebody, and they all seem to like her very much. So, good thing. And then conclusion, I would just want to remind everyone that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I encourage all women over the age of 40 to please schedule your regular mammogram this month. As a family who experienced breast cancer, I urge you to make that appointment. That's all I have. Questions? Okay. 7, committee reports and recommendations. Community relations. Ron?
7.1.1, football field committee and baseball field committee. Move to close and disband the football field committee and the baseball field committee and thank them for their service. I know Dave had some concerns about this last month. He is not here tonight, but we did have Brian go through the accounts. We did have, there's nothing active anymore.
And my button is on now, and you can hear me. So I still, I think we can do this now, and I got the okay from the finance department and from the mayor's office, so I'd like to make that in the form of a motion.
All right, motion made by Ron. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Arthur. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Property and Development Committee, Amy?
Thank you. Use of Caroline Street blocks and retired trolley tracks to entrance to Greenway near Derby Shelton Bridge. Move to approve and use of Caroline Street blocks and retired trolley tracks.
What's going on?
As decorative perimeter to the turbine concrete base at the entry to the Derby Greenway near the Derby Shelton Bridge. I would like to move this back to subcommittee. And that is in the form of a motion.
Okay. Is there a second? Is there a second?
We can't even question until there's a second or anything.
No.
Well, since we're not going back to subcommittee, maybe
I'll move it. I'll second it so we can start discussion.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry, thank you. All right. Discussion.
Actually, there's not. Oh. Point of order. There's mm-hmm. no discussion on a motion to
adjourn. Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
I'll take back my second.
No, then I'm still in the middle of it. I don't think I can at all.
Well, let's just throw this out. So we have a motion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Amy could withdraw her motion. The second has been withdrawn. Then you have an item on the agenda. Then it's proper to talk about.
Then they can still do what they want.
Okay. That's fine. I withdraw my motion.
Yeah. No, you have an item. It's printed. I would say it's fine. You can go ahead and talk about it.
Okay. So you withdrew, Amy?
I withdraw my motion.
Yep. Discussion.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I just want to understand how this would be laid out. This tracks as a decorative perimeter.
Is that a perimeter to the whole thing?
Is that what this is?
The concrete slab.
This is the concrete slab, and these are the two things.
Yes.
And so they're talking about putting the blocks all around.
Correct.
So not a walkway.
No.
Oh, that's something new that's coming to the committee?
That was right. The committee had.
So the committee did not have a design. It was just agreed to use the blocks.
But you had that.
Yes.
So that was the whole design of the sidewalk.
I believe so, yes.
So now it's going back to study the two and see which one you're going to pick for.
Correct.
Okay. That's all I have.
So, go ahead. My understanding from the subcommittee, and I may be mistaken, was the use of the
blocks.
Of the blocks, mm-hmm. And that there was a general, I think it was in an AI generated. Mr. Walsh, was AI generated?
I don't have blockers. I'm going to get angry. So
oh.
I'm going to be quiet. I made a presentation. It should have been in a minute. You got it.
Sure.
And I'm leaving this out.
Sure.
This, I don't know when. I don't know.
Mr. Walsh's original, what his submission was supposed to be added to.
Here, Michael.
I just wanted to add that Mr. Walsh's original submission to the subcommittee was supposed to be added to your packet.
It was.
Okay, so
it was. Everybody has a copy.
Okay, so then you do have a copy. I just wanted to be clear about that.
Yeah, it's on the back of that other thing we did with the regular member and alternate member.
Yeah. So, Amy, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm usually not, but so this photo here that you have,
Jack submitted
this photo. This is the plan that went before your committee.
I'm not going to lie. I can't remember seeing this photo.
Okay.
I would have to go back and look back.
All right. Fair enough. So if I can, Mr. Walsh, this is the plan. This is the photo you submitted. This plan.
The whole presentation.
Okay. Team. Okay. This is, and this was included, right? Okay. That, okay. Okay. So, so you want this to go back to your committee. Between this and this, correct?
Correct.
All right, the vote on the plan that the committee wants. Is it okay? So I would be in favor of letting it go back to the committee to decide between the, I don't know where this plan came from, you know, the one with the circles and everything. And do we have enough Belgian blocks to go around this? Do you know how many we have?
We have quite a bit.
Okay. So, you know, you're the chairman of that committee. So I would say that whatever you recommend to us that we vote on.
Okay. I, after re-looking at the plans and understanding the safety of the citizens of Derby, I recommend that we take it back to subcommittee for re-review.
Or can we table the motion?
The item, you can table. The motion to table would also be in order should you choose to do it.
And would that necessarily make it go back to subcommittee?
No.
The subcommittee is in 2 weeks, so I'll second the motion to send it to subcommittee.
Any more discussion?
Yeah, I think you'd want to go back to committee and get this done.
Right. Yes. So you'll second my motion, Sarah, to go back to the committee?
Correct.
Okay. So the motion on the table, on the floor, is that we move that this 7.2.1 go back to the committee for further investigation.
All right, we have a motion. We have a second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 7.3, Finance and Public Safety Committee.
7.3.1, Derby Senior Center Staff Reorganization. Move to approve the staffing structure of the Derby Senior Center as one full-time executive director, one part-time custodian at 15 hours per week, one part-time coordinator assistant at 26 hours per week, one part-time clerk at 25 hours per week, one part-time kitchen manager at 6 hours per week. And I will make that in the form of a motion.
Made by Sarah. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Robin. Any discussion?
Just to clarify, what's happening here, the structure is just taking that one time, there was the full-time assistant. There's taking that, dividing it into two employees instead of one full-time assistant. There's no change to the budget, no impact on the budget as is. It's just taking one full-time position and moving it into two. Go ahead, Ron.
I just wondered, when was this discussed?
At our subcommittee.
When was that?
August.
Oh, August. I heard there was a committee meeting last week of this committee.
Oh, that was just for the opioid. That the only item that was discussed at that meeting was the opioid.
Supposedly, I'm an alternate on that committee. I wasn't notified. Again, just saying.
That I'm not sure of. It was on.
I thought Jack say it was last week meeting.
No, the alternate. This was August meeting before there were alternates to the committees. The three committee things were from the August meetings.
So your committee didn't meet last week.
Not on this.
Yes, and again, I forgot to send it to you, but I had verbally mentioned it to you right before the meeting. All
right. I wouldn't come. You had enough people there anyway. But I would have just liked it.
Yeah, I.
It just seems to be happening to me all the time. And I know I've been on here 37 years, too long, and I don't get any respect anymore. That's what happens. But, you know, it's just one thing after another, two things already. We're only to 7.2.
Well, if it's wherever that's being directed, I can say that I feel the same type of behavior. But I can tell you that the names were left off the agenda. I made a mistake. There were names that were supposed to be on there for the planning and zoning, and I made a mistake. And last week there was a meeting, and I sent the there was one item that they had, so it wasn't personal. It was something that I forgot, and that. But then we did speak verbally, and I believe all the three members were at the committee. So in the future,
in the meeting before, you told me the same thing. You forgot about the.
There wasn't an alternate.
It was just appointed 2 days before, and you said you forgot.
That was that meeting last week.
No, the one before that. I approached you personally.
Okay, so you want to discuss it at a public meeting, I mean, next time
at a public meeting, if I'm going to constantly get pushed aside, Mayor, disregarded, and you know.
Well, if you want, I'll prepare my list, and we can have the discussion in public or in private, however you want to do it.
All right, guys. All right, guys.
I got a list too.
All right.
Pension. I got a little big list. All right, I'm done.
All right. I forgot where we're at.
8.8.
We got to vote. No, we got
to
vote, right?
We
got to
vote on
7.3.1. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. New business 8.1, real estate broker for the city of Derby.
Motion to table.
There's a motion to table. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ron. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 8.2, revision of Section 60-6B of the City of Derby Blight Ordinance. Move to revise Section 60.6B of the City Ordinance as proposed by Corporation Council in order to save money for the City of Derby.
Mr. Mayor, under the current formulation of the ordinance, if it is difficult locating, identifying an address to serve a property owner under the blight ordinance, the present ordinance would require publication in a daily or weekly newspaper having general circulation in the City of Derby. The cost of that is substantial. And you also have a local online news publication that regularly provides news coverage for the City of Derby, such as the Valley Independent. And that cost is in the hundreds, substantially below the cost of the print newspaper. So we put this together thinking, because we're running into this, there are situations where it is getting increasingly difficult to locate some of these property owners. And so I think this would save the city substantial money. So that's it. That's all that this is about.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by Ron. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by George. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 8.3, resolution regarding section 60-7B of the city code, Derby City Code. Move to adopt the following resolution regarding section 60-7B of the Derby City Code, that the collected blight fines shall be utilized for the cost of administering the Derby Blight Program, including the payment of attorney fees. Do I have a motion?
I have a question on that.
Okay, right after we get a second. Second by Ron.
Sorry.
All right, discussion. Okay, go ahead, Robin.
So the money that comes from the fines, where does it go? Like, I see what it's saying. It's going toward the program. Where does it go?
So the money from the blight fines is going into kind of a separate fund right now. So a separate bank account with Webster, which was recently set up. And now where they ask is that many of the expenses that we're incurring in order to obtain that money, we want to be able to offset with it, because the city does not have the budget to continue to pay some of these legal fees and other expenses that are coming along with a lot of these blight issues and cleanups.
Are there any other instances in the city where the attorney's fees are being paid like this?
I don't believe so.
I do take issue with that piece of this. I think, you know, we need to budget, you know, just start budgeting for that. However that, you know, maybe and works out.
Can I be heard on that? So when we set this up many years ago, the thought was, if people did this in the proper fashion, that we would have substantial monies collected to be able to have this as a self-perpetuating program to hopefully pay for itself. As you all know, this is not normal, what we're encountering. I don't think you budgeted for what we're dealing with. We have started 17 lawsuits since we took office. 17. And there are more to come. I mean, this is unprecedented. And it really would, Mr. Hall and I talked about this, relieve the burden on the city budget. You're not really budgeted to bring this number of lawsuits and to and to pursue them the way we're pursuing them. You do have roughly $100,000 in that account now, with another $50,000 coming. So that money will take the will be able to pay the attorney's fees easily and still have substantial monies left over. That's why we looked at the ordinance, and this ordinance was created for literally this purpose: put the money in a separate account, pay the cost of the program. So, you know, I think it makes sense, because I don't believe your budgeted numbers ever anticipated what we're doing right now. It couldn't have, because you didn't even know that all these are out there not in suit. You couldn't, nobody knew this. And we're, you know, this is our spreadsheet, 17 cases and more perhaps to come, depending on how we deal with a certain issue that that I've advised you about in the past. So,
if I can add to Counselor, this was all set up with a resolution also that we'd use the blight fines if we had to demolition any properties. And there was money set aside for that. We did use that a couple of years ago, and the money came from blight fines and probably some subsidized by the city. So that's already in effect too. So it'll be for the both, or?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this. Well, I'm going to talk to you in executive session tonight, all right? And when I get into executive session, I'm going to suggest we use some of that money for something else. And I'll explain what that's about when we get in there. That's important, because it will probably result in the city either selling or obtaining title to two properties. And I want to explain what that's all about. But you're right, Ron. Nobody's hearing me. But you're right. The program was set up to also bear the cost of demolition. But you have money, I suspect, because there wasn't any money in that blight account. We set this up. Brian and I set this up when we brought money in, and I pointed out what was in the ordinance. That's how this account got set up. So any demolition that may have been done prior to this administration, I suspect, came out of a line item in the budget. And if anybody was paying attention to the budget, right?
It came out of the general fund, which if you know, we have all these expenses and we're going to continue to have this type of blight program, I'm going to be right back in front of this board asking for you to take the money out of the general fund to pay for the legal expenses, or we're going to have to stop all blight action. So
there was no money put from the tax board into a budget for this.
There was $100,000 put in for land use. Okay. Oh. And you know, does that cover legal fees? I mean, you know, I guess we're going to have a real broad and, you know, a broad interpretation of what we want to use for that land use. But that's the money that's kind of been set aside. And in the past, like I said, when there was demolition, that's where it came out of. So we could certainly work through that and then come, you know, figure out what to do next. But otherwise, right, this money's just sitting in this special account. It's just going to sit there. I don't even know what we're going to use it for. Because if you can't use it for legal fees, you can't use it to offset the costs. Like I said, then I guess it's just purely going to be for demo at some point, if necessary.
I think the both reasons to use it is justifiable, sure.
This is certainly from the last administration not doing their job, and now we're stuck with all this.
But we are. But you're achieving something. It's not like these are sitting. You've already taken one property, the old Seltzer Factory property that Francis, I think Francis we took the first time around, and we've taken it again now the second time. And we have cleaned up 118 Harold Avenue, and you obtained $50,000 on that. I forget the address on the Hawkins Street property, $40,000 on that, and that was cleaned up. And we know that $50,000 is coming for a subordination of our blight liens on another piece of property. And that we were dealing with counsel on the other side today, and we expect to have that any day now. So you went from having no money in that account, from not even having an account, to having $150,000 in it. I just think the ordinance provided for the payment of expenses under the program. I think you should put everything you can. You should use this money to pay for as much of the program as you can, particularly now, because nobody could have foreseen the number of actions that you have going right now. I know I did. Look, we represent similarly sized towns. We have like two or three blight actions. We don't have any like this. This is extraordinary. And I've said that before, but you're achieving things. So I leave it up to you. It was just our thoughts that it would take the burden off the budget. It's money that you didn't anticipate probably having.
Will there be a line item still in the budget in case this goes down too low?
So the budget is set for 24-25. There's the $100,000. And that, you know, next year's budget, we could certainly do something differently, budget more or less, whatever have you. But the real question is, okay, so we've got all these expenses. So either we start by using all the general fund money that was budgeted, right? Work that down, then move on to the blight, or, you know, then stop everything, right? Because at that point, I don't have approval to spend any of their money. Or we can then start to go into the blight, or vice versa, right? Use the blight fund first and save the general fund until you've used up the blight money. I mean, those are really our options that we're discussing. But I'm just kind of in a waiting mode here to figure out, you know, how I'm going to pay for a lot of these expenses that we've incurred. And I agree with council, we're doing a lot of good things. I'd hate to see them stop, but at the same time, we've got to come up with the money somehow. So,
yeah, we're going the right way. But I'll make that in the form of motion.
And my only other question, you know, do we consider, you know, I understand right now the blight enforcement program has a lot to do, probably more than we're even thinking about. But, you know, do we consider this for a period of time, and then as the city gets cleaned up, having those fees go back into our full city budget? Just a thought.
You may want to do that when you get back to normal. I'm sorry. You may want to do that when you get back to normal, in a more normal way, I should say. On the other hand, you may decide that you don't want to ever, because you may decide that the idea, as one of the individuals who created this many years ago, the other guy and Ronnie Sill and the town clerk who used to be the mayor and others on the Board of Aldermen in those days, when we talked about this and created this, it was our sincere desire to try to make the program pay for itself. Right?
Right?
That's what we tried to do, so it wouldn't be a burden on the budget. And back then, we were also successful. We took a lot of bad properties, and we used this money for demolition and to pay the costs and expenses. Because the city budget back then, your overall financial picture was much better back then, but the budget itself was very lean. Very lean, because we were trying to pay for lots of things like the downtown out of budgeted funds. We didn't have grants, many grants, if any, back then. And so the idea was to pay for it. So you may decide when it gets more normal not to set it aside. You know, other municipalities may not have an ordinance that requires the money to be set aside to be used for this purpose. So it would just go back in your general fund, and then you're paying everything out of your general fund. Mm-hmm. This is a little different. But that's because of the guys who did it back then. They they wanted to see if we could make it a self-perpetuating fund to pay the costs and expenses. And once we started bringing in money, and I started, and I pointed it out to Brian that it was supposed to be set aside, then the comeback was, then we could pay expenses. I said, yeah, we can, but we have to go to the Board of Aldermen, because that was also part of this. Mm-hmm. So that's where, that's it. That's all I have to say. I don't really have anything more.
My only other comment would be that this type of item is probably more appropriate to start at subcommittee, so we can hash out some of these questions and then come back to the full board.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Nine, old business, no action. 10, need a motion to go into executive session at 7:46 and invite Corporation Counsel and Chief of Staff Linda Fusco.
And the record should reflect that Mr. Heider entered the meeting at 7:39 via Zoom.
Okay. And may I point out that for item 10A, it's to discuss a matter that would be otherwise privileged under 1-210 and to prevent it from disclosure.
Exactly. All right. Do I have a motion to go into executive session?
So moved.
Second.
47. Second.
Second, Amy. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
These people need.
Okay. Like to someone make a motion to come out of executive session at 8:10.
So moved.
Made by George. Is there a second?
Second, Sarah.
Second by Sarah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number 11, regular session action from executive session. A, trash recycling transfer station operation agreement.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move to approve the agreement presented and authorize the mayor to execute it on behalf of the City of Derby.
Motion made by Sarah. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Amy. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. B, 77 Minerva Street, Blight Matters.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move to proceed in accordance with Corporation Counsel's recommendation.
All right. Motion made by Sarah. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Arthur. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. C, 204-206 Derby Avenue, Blight Matter.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move to proceed in accordance with Corporation Counsel's recommendation.
All right. Motion made by Sarah. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ronnie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. D, 130 High Street.
No action.
Number 12, Ron.
Motion to adjourn at 8:11.
Second?
Second.
Second by George. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good meeting.